starting to check in with all sorts of organizations around this city about how we're sort of getting back to some sort of normal. And Rachel DeKemp joins us now, Director of Nursing at the Pearly Health Center, an organization that I absolutely love. Rachel, how are you today?
Oh, hello, Sam. Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
I miss my time at the Pearly. I used to go a couple times a year and see how everybody was doing, and it's been a long time, Rachel.
Yeah, well, certainly we welcome you back anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, welcoming back as well, some of this convalescent care has been returned to the Pearly. What a relief this is.
It is a big relief for us. It's been a long time since we haven't had the convalescent program. And for your listeners, just to give you some background, the convalescent program was put on hold prior at the beginning of the pandemic because it was a real urgency for those beds to be transitioned to residents who were COVID positive or isolation. And that same kind of urgency isn't there anymore. So we were able to take those beds, we have 34 of them, and bring back our convalescent program. And convalescent is a program where we transition people from hospital to home. So those people that may be waiting in hospital and taking up a hospital bed that they don't actually need anymore, but they do need a little bit more physio, a little bit more restorative care before they go home. And so we're able to do that here on the Pearly Health site. And we have 34 beds to do that. Wow. It's an interdisciplinary approach to care. And it really does help the flow in the system and alleviate some of the pressures, the bed pressures that hospitals are having. Mm-hmm. But it's also a very targeted approach to what they need before they go home or perhaps they go on to rehab. It's a really great program, and we're excited to be reopening it again.
It is really too bad that it hasn't been operating the last couple of years for obvious reasons, as you mentioned, Rachel, but it is such a vital program. And how is this staffed? How is that program staffed?
Yeah, so at the beginning of the pandemic, when the program was closed and those beds were transitioned into COVID and isolation, the staff that were working in convalescent we're working now with the COVID patient or COVID residents or COVID or isolation. So those staff now, since we haven't had as many residents with COVID or needing isolation, have been reassigned throughout the home. But now they're able to go back to those convalescent beds, which is really great. So we've been able to reassign them to areas where we really needed them. When the pandemic was at its height as well, and even after when we had vacancies. So we're able to reassign them back to convalescence, and then we're continually recruiting to fill some of our current vacancies. We're not immune to that as the rest of the healthcare sectors, but it does give us an opportunity to recruit to our in broader community of care, including convalescents. So it's a really great opportunity.
Oh, Rachel, I know the whole team worked so hard for everyone at the Pearly Health Center, and I'm very excited because this weekend we are featuring the Pearly Health Center and the foundation and all the great work that's being done through the Answering the Call campaign on an Hour to Give this week. So we're very excited between 8 and 9 on Saturday and Sunday morning to be sharing the story of the Pearly Health Center. So we wanted to share this exciting news, too, that the convalescent care is returning to the Pearly Health Center. Appreciate you all. Always, Rachel, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Rachel DeKemp joining us, Director of Nursing at the Pearly Health Center.